Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. In today's lesson, we're going to be discussing the Lam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how it's going to be pronounced. So the rule is that whenever we come across the Lam of the word Allah or Allahumma, we must look at the letter before it. If that letter has Fatha, which is Zabr, or Dhamma, which is Baish, the Lam will be pronounced with a full mouth. Otherwise, if it has a kasra, it will be pronounced with an empty mouth. Today's surah is going to be Suratul Ikhlas, and Suratul Ikhlas has that lesson, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Okay, so the word is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah, it is preceded by a waw, which has fatha on it, so it will be pronounced with a full mouth. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. If we were to pronounce it empty mouth, this would be incorrect. This is the incorrect way of pronouncing it. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. This is incorrect. If the Lamb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kasra before it, then it will be pronounced with an empty mouth. And we read that all the time in A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So in both of these lams of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in A'udhu billah and Bismillah, the lam has been pronounced with an empty mouth. So we're going to practice today Suratul Ikhlas. Take care that you are going to also put into practice the previous rules that you've learned, namely the rule of qalqala and the rule of ghunna when we are going through the new lessons. So repeat after me, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. So let's go through the surah again with a little bit more detail. قل هو الله أحد. Here the Lam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pronounced with a full mouth, and we have a qalqala at the end of the ayah. So again, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدٌ. Again, Allah pronounced with a full mouth because the alif has a fatha on it, and we have a qalqala at the end. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. We have qalqala on yalid and at the end of the ayah, وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. And again, we have a qalqala at the end of this ayah. So, all of these points should be kept in mind when going through this lesson. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the tawfiq.